My guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst, Tom Lilja.
Here, checking out the grains first. Looks like wheat finished mixed, corn slightly lower, soybeans clawed back a little bit of their losses, but still finished double digits down in all three contracts here. What had the grains trading this way today, Tom?
Well, overall, we've had a sharp rally in soybeans in a very short amount of time, and now the U.S. values are higher priced than Brazil. There were reports that China did purchase about three cargoes of U.S. soybeans. However, they purchased about seven from Brazil because they're cheaper, and we're seeing the soybean market back off there. Corn-wise, the main thing without any yield data here from the government yet is StoneX released a slight increase in one of their yield estimates. They put that at about 186 bushels an acre. They did, however, lower a Brazil estimate, but with the weakness in beans, it just seemed like corn decided to follow that today. The winter wheat side of it, we saw some really good technical action yesterday. Contracts closed above the 100-day moving averages, and it's taken a long time for them to crack those levels, and we're just seeing some good technical buying now that we've closed above them.
Okay, checking out the cattle side there. Live and feeder cattle both down significantly or sharply here today. Hogs down a little bit as well. What's going on there?
It's just overall negative thoughts on the Mexican border reopening. The market's in a state of confusion. Secretary Rollins said that we're not ready to open the border, but then in some other interviews, she's stating that the administration is working on reopening them. So there's just a lot of uncertainty in the cattle market right now, and traders are just deciding not to take the long side. We also saw box beef cutout values were down today about $1.61. Pork cutout values were down $2.33. We're just seeing some poor continued demand on the hog side of it. So the entire cattle industry, cattle complex, futures complex is just really nervous about the Mexican border reopening.
Okay. All right. Good stuff, Tom. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey. You bet. Anytime.
Yep. All right. Have a good one, sir.
That was Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Tom Lilja.